This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
It's third down and one. McKay back. McKay looking for Smith, who leaps up and comes down with the football. There it is. Down near the 30.
Yeah, let him go to the house now. He's got his 1,000 yards. That's a 27-yard reception on the corner route by Smitty.
I think he's done, Mike.
And he's coming out of the game.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas. Joe Zill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop in. Where you at? Well, yesterday, I mean, I there's a lot of people out there that believe the Eagles made a mistake. Nick Sirianni made a mistake. I'm not one of them. I supported the decision last week to sit the starters. I think the health is more important than the 2 versus 3 seed. I get it. I mean, they lost, though, and they had an opportunity to win that football game yesterday. They obviously would have won the game if they played their starters. Where do you come down on the decision? But there was, Hugh, one starter that did play yesterday. Actually, there were a few. I mean, the defensive lineman had to rotate in.
Brandon Graham.
It's really, Brandon's come full circle. From first-round pick to one of the best players on their first championship team right to now, the guy that plays a whole bunch of snaps in the final week. But, you know, Joe Alexander had to play, and he got a pick yesterday. But on the offensive side, Hugh, we got to see one starter, and there was one very specific reason why. Devontae Smith played the first quarter. As you heard there, made a leaping catch, got to 1,000 yards, and they got him out of the game. Hugh, before we hear from Sirianni and Devontae on the decision, what was your thought on what they did yesterday? Because that was, you know, I think back to last year, and they had a chance to go for an all-time record with Saquon, and they said, nah, we're going to put the team first. But yesterday, to just get 1,000 yards, Devontae got to play.
What's that Alanna Morris' song? Isn't it ironic? Mm. Don't you think?
It was ironic.
You know, since we've been here talking about hypocritical moments, That one right there. I understand. I'm not gonna kill Nick Sirianni too much for this, but I will say this. I feel like, me personally, never played offense, but I'm gonna tell you how I feel anyway. I feel like a rushing title carries more weight than a receiving title. Because I can throw a dart and name you a bunch of 1,000-yard receiver.
Yeah, and it wasn't
respectfully. Yeah, it's not a receiving title. It's right. Just another 1,000-yard season.
Respectfully.
It's not that big of a deal. We could say it out loud. I mean, 1,000 yards is whatever.
I mean, I ain't never had 1,000 yards.
No, but you weren't a receiver.
Yeah, I mean, I
it's know. Not. It's nothing.
Like, I mean, but that's the milestone for the receivers, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
But it's not even like it was some streak that he had.
He didn't have 1,000 last year.
But, and this is the thing that got me. As I saw when Smitty said, oh, yeah, Coach Sirianni, he's always one of the guys, and he wants to pull for the record. And I was like, damn.
What about last year? What about that?
No, I understand. Like, the ultimate prize was gathered. You got the ultimate prize. And that's the payoff. That's the trade-off. But if I'm Sashawn Barkley, and how many yards did he need?
Oh, not that many. 100, maybe?
Yeah, it might have been 100.
Yeah.
Oh, so to add a little context to it, that's it's a little bit different than 40 yards.
It's also, to add the context, the offensive line would have played with Saquon.
Yes.
Versus yesterday.
They would have wanted to be out there with him.
They were able to get it with just all the backups and Devontae.
But here's the thing. They playing receiver and getting hurt. I mean, it can happen. It can happen. But I think that the thought process was that playing running back and that contact that you're getting every play factored into that. But again, at the end of the day, hey man, at two and a quarter or whatever it was, rushing title, everybody and their mama know that. Everybody, like when you walk in the room, everybody and their mama know that. Everybody, oh, that's that cat right there that has a rush title. That's why when I saw when we were in Dallas. A long time ago, I was playing. Emmitt had a Lamborghini or something said all time on it. And you already knew what that meant.
All time leading rusher.
That's all it said. It said all time. All time. That right there, that hits different than 1,000-yard receiver. You know what I mean? That just hits different.
Yeah, I just, like, if I'm Saquon, I would have looked at Sirianni a little sideways yesterday. Especially, like, They took him off the field and they hugged him. Like I thought it's about the team, right? That's why the starters aren't playing. That's why I didn't get to play last year. And remember last year at this time, Saquon said he wanted to go for it, right? And then, you know, then they made the decision and he said he was okay with it. And he obviously accepted it and he ran great in the playoffs and they won a Super Bowl and all that. But if I'm Saquon Barkley, I'm looking sideways just so like, is this about the team or is it about numbers and records and stats? Because last year, it wasn't about numbers and records and stats.
I'm petty.
It's not even a record.
It's
another 1,000-yard season.
It's an arbitrary number that like they decided is a thing.
They play 17 games now, by the way.
I know.
I don't know. If I'm Saquon, though, I'm looking down at my finger, whichever hand he got it on, and I'm like, I'm good. Especially when you talk about the fact that the guy that has the record didn't even play in the playoffs. Like, no disrespect. Eric Dickerson?
I'm not – I don't remember. I mean, I think he probably played a playoff game. But
he
not
probably
a su-
did,
not
but,
a Super
but
Bowl.
Not a Super Bowl. I mean, and I think that's – I mean, I get it, especially in the moment, because in the moment when I heard Smitty say it, that's the way that I felt. But I'm pretty sure Saquon, when he went home and he was probably feeling some kind of way, he looked at his hand or he looked at his – he went in his – wherever his trophy room is – and that is the prize. That probably sitting in the middle. So, out of everything else he's gotten, that probably sits in the middle of the room.
I get it. And I don't think maybe he's not thought about it once since last year. But if I'm him, yesterday I would have thought about it. Like, really? We're doing this? Can we hear Sirianni after the game explaining the Devontae Smith decision?
You know, we were safe with him as far as what kind of routes we were running and what he was doing. And so, you know, that was something that we decided to do. And, you know, obviously you can't rest everybody. You know, there were guys that, you know, as far as D-line reps, some of those guys played into the, you know, through the game. You know, we tried to limit their reps a little bit, but, you know, and play a little bit less than they normally do. But with a position like D-line, you know, those are the circumstances that you have. But, yeah, decided to do that so he could go get 1,000, and he came out good.
The decision to call, was the jump ball part of the safe routes?
The jump ball?
Maybe jump there between two defenders.
Yeah, that's yeah. You're talking about the third and one play action?
Got 1,000 yards.
Yeah, yeah.
So what that second part was, Sirianni obviously not happy. So the question was, because Sirianni is like, all right, we tried to do safe routes, right? We're trying to keep them safe. But then the question was like, well, the last catch he made was kind of a jump ball.
That was pretty aggressive, by the way.
By the question?
It's like almost rhetorical in a way. Like, was the jump ball part of the safe routes? You know what the answer is. That's not a safe play.
Yeah, it was... It was a little bit harsh in the way it was asked.
It's aggressive.
It wasn't like, I guess it could have been asked like, well, the last catch seemed like it was in traffic. Was that planned
or
did it just
go? Traffic.
It was definitely in traffic. I mean, it is a fair retort, though. Like, we kept him safe. Well, actually, he almost got, like, crushed.
It's just funny. Like, was that a part of the safe routes?
Yeah, you could. Nick was, For a team that is going to go into the playoffs as the number three seed and just won their division, tough day for Nick at the podium yesterday. I mean, he's getting crushed about the decision back and forth. And then the Devontae. Let's hear Devontae Smith after the game talking about the coach asked him if he wanted to play.
It was just simple. He just asked me if I wanted to play. I was like, yeah.
We appreciate that from the head coach as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely. Great. Definitely appreciate, you know, the relationship we have. You know, sometimes it feels like, as him being a coach, he'd be wanting more than us sometimes. So it's great when you have a coach like that that's, you know, backing you up to complete those milestones.
Milestones. That's the part that got me.
Milestones.
Milestones. Like, that got me. I mean, but I understand it because, like I said, I ain't got no ring on my finger. Saquon does. And Saquon played for a bad team the year before. A bad team. He was a borderline trending as a bust. And he came here, and he became within a hair of being the rushing title leader, and he won a Super Bowl. So to me, that even though I hear that moment, and I feel like the rushing title is more.
What is more?
The fact that, to be fair, if you're being greedy, you could have had both.
You could have.
But he took one, and I'm pretty sure he's content with the choice that
he
made.
Yeah, he probably is. If I'm Saquon yesterday, I'm looking a little sideways on the sideline, like, really?
I mean, that is. I would be. It'd be like, damn. And this is what got me, because this is where my pettiness kick in. The way that Smitty waxed poetic about the coach. Oh, he's such a great guy.
He asked, and I said, yeah. So like, I got to play.
So it was always a decision that you were allowed to make. Last year, it just felt like Saquon was told, hey, dog.
You're not playing.
Mm-mm. We need you. And which they did.
Of course.
Which they did.
But they also need Devontae.
Yeah,
I mean, like.
Yeah. But, okay, now I'm about to be messy.
Uh-oh.
And I said I wasn't going to be.
You said that. You did say that at 10:30 today.
Okay. Out of the big three, and you put them in any order, you want to put them in. Saquon, AJ, Smitty. Where is Smitty?
Well, I mean, overall, big picture, he's been the third most important piece.
So, yeah. I mean.
But third, at times this year, he was maybe the most important.
Yeah, I get that. And no disrespect to Smitty, but, say the same scenario this year, and you got Saquon on the cusp of breaking the rushing title, and Smitty on the cusp of breaking 1,000 yards. Who am I more concerned with getting hurt?
Saquon. Yeah. I mean, I get it. In a vacuum,
What changes your what changes your offensive philosophy more if you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it. In a vacuum, I get it.
No disrespect to Smitty, though.
Kyle,
no disrespect.
What'd you think of it?
I thought it was hypocritical.
Very, very.
Yeah, it's
so.
A good word.
I mean, it just was. Like, the NFL rushing record is on an entirely different planet than
it's
getting
sacred.
1,000
yeah,
yards.
Yeah.
Like, and I agree. Like, I understand the risk, but it's about the reward. Like, they could have had both. They could have had both the rushing record and the Super Bowl last year. I couldn't give a crap less about Devontae getting 1,000 yards. I just don't care.
So this morning when I went and looked, because I was like, oh, I just like into my head, I'm like, is this a streak he's on now? This is his fifth year in the league, right? Like, Mike Evans has that streak. He's always had 1,000, right? So maybe Devontae's trying to have one of those. And then I looked, and last year he didn't have 1,000. So he had 1,000 for 2 years, then he fell off because last year they ran the ball a million times. And then this year he got back. So again, it's not even a streak. It's just he just wanted 1,000 yards, and they got him 1,000 yards. 215-592-9494. All right, let's go back to the phones here. And then we'll give you a quick update on what's going on with Black Monday in the NFL. Coaches are getting fired left and right. We'll tell you what jobs have now come open here. Big V in Mount Laurel. What's up, Big V?
Yo, Joe Gilio, Big U.
What up, man?
Big V, what's up?
So listen, let me clear one thing up.
Mm-hmm.
They got a news clip of that when they sat Saquon down. Nick came up to him and said, listen, you're about, you know, so many yards away from the rushing record. You
wrong
want to
game.
Go in?
Nope.
Okay.
That was the first Giants game when he could have gone for the single game.
The Eagles
single
record.
Game,
Yeah, that was early in the season.
That was October.
Yeah,
it was October.
Yeah, different game.
So Saquon's mindset is better to have the ring than the title.
Well, but Saquon did want to play.
He wanted the record.
He wanted the record. They told him no.
Uh-huh. Okay, and...
Yeah.
And I'm upset about that, yeah, because, you
way
know...
Way to sprint through all that, Big V. I respect that.
If he's going to play, Nick should have played to win. okay? I mean, bottom line, if you're going to go for the two seed, go for the two seed. So either they overestimated our second string or underestimated Washington's defense. But, you know.
Or they didn't care about the two seed. I mean, that's part of it, too. They didn't care.
Right. Or they didn't care. So, okay, I'll take that, go with the three seed. But, you know, the thing is that you now have to prove that your theory of not taking the two seed was right. So, you know, bring us the ring. Next thing, what is that? Tanner McKees on the you people line.
Mm-hmm.
All you Tannerites, shut up.
Tannerites, that's crazy.
Yeah, I got to be honest with you guys. I don't think yesterday changed anything about Tanner McKee. He played with the backups. Like, who cares how he played yesterday?
Okay, well, everybody gets to play with people who aren't talented, but they made it
he
seem
played
like,
with
you know,
all the backups.
Okay, great. Well, let's see if he gets an opportunity to play with the starters, which ain't going to happen. Because
do you think he'd play better with the starters?
No, I don't. Because
stop.
His skill set was this. One, he doesn't know how to make some time with his feet. Two, he's a bad read on the defense. And three, he's just not athletic enough to run.
Yeah, we knew that before yesterday. I never thought he could run.
Breaking news.
So why do these morons think that Tanner McKee can, you know, take Jalen's spot?
I don't think most people think that. I don't think that's what most people think. The point was, when Jalen was playing bad, the thought was, could Tanner play better in the moment? Because Jalen was playing bad for a stretch.
Jalen's worst day, the records are better than Tanner's best day.
Well, Jalen's had like two or three games worse than Tanner
yesterday. Tanner didn't turn the ball over.
You realize that, right? Like, Jalen's had worse games with all the starters than Tanner had yesterday.
Yeah, okay. I can see that one, but here's another dumb point.
Don't let them deter you, Big V. Don't let them get away.
I'm just trying to follow along.
Because when you don't agree with him, he gives me the tears from Springfield.
I
mean, you're itching for it now.
Honestly, I mean, you're drowning just by staying on.
I got a Terrence. Yeah, I'm sorry. We'll see you later, Big V. All right, quickly, before we go back to the phone, I had a Terrence. I mean, he called for it, and then he's, you know, that's enough. Here we have six. I believe there's six now head coaching openings in the NFL. All right, so here's what's come out so far today. So we knew of two, right? The Titans and Giants moved on from their coaches during the season. So we knew they need new head coaches.
The Titans moved on during the season?
Yeah, they fired, what's his name, Callahan, during the season.
I missed that.
That's how irrelevant the Titans are. They fired their coach. You forgot.
I missed that.
I think Mike McCoy has been coaching them for the past 2 months.
Wow.
Yeah. It didn't change much. They stayed.
No, it didn't. They were horrible.
Yeah. Okay, so Giants and Titans in season. So then we've had four firings since the end of play yesterday. Here we had, just minutes ago, our old buddy Jonathan Gannon axed by the Arizona Cardinals.
Wow.
See you, Jonathan.
Oh, he was there, what, 2 years? Two seasons? A season?
Two.
Two seasons.
Yes.
Yeah, 28. Okay.
He left before 23.
23.
Okay. Well,
no,
so this would be three,
three
then.
This is three. Huh. Oh, it's time to go. You can't be 3-14 your third year. It's see you later, buddy. All right. Gannon out. 1 year and one and done. Pete Carroll and the Raiders. The Raiders are in the market for a new head coach
he
again.
He just signed a 3-year deal, too.
Yeah.
He's about to go home with some cheese.
It's probably. Are we done with the Pete Carroll thing? I think it's done.
Yeah, the sun has set on
come
his
on,
career.
Come on, dog. Come on.
It's over. All right. The Browns said goodbye to Kevin Stefanski. Now, that's the most interesting one because he's a 2-time coach of the year. And I think a lot of people.
Well, last year, though, right? Wasn't it? Was it last year?
Or 2 years ago. I think two years ago.
When he got Flacco, right?
Two seasons ago. So Stefanski gone, and then the Falcons last night, they were the first one. They got rid of Raheem Morris.
Get him out of here.
See it. So Falcons, Browns, Raiders, Giants, Cardinals, Titans. We did find out the Bengals are bringing back Zach Taylor. That was a little bit of a question mark. And the Jets are bringing back Aaron Glenn. So that's what we got so far.
Yeah, he had a rough go at him.
Aaron?
I mean, he deserves another shot, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think the wild card now is to see if the Ravens move on from John Harbaugh. There's some smoke that maybe Baltimore is going to make a change after all these years. They lost last night wild game to finish out the season. All right, 215-592-9494. One quick thing on the firings. Hugh, I don't know what's going to happen with Petullo. We got a playoff run to go. Hopefully the Eagles go far, and we feel better about Petullo. If the Eagles did make a change of coordinator, Kevin Stefanski would be very high on my list. If the Eagles,
what about Gannon? What Gannon? No, not Gannon.
Gannon's defense. Yeah.
I had it wrong. Who's the other one? Used to be here.
used to be here? Oh, Steichen.
Steichen,
but
that's what I'm thinking
about.
Yeah,
the Colts,
yeah, I'm thinking. That's what I was thinking about. Yeah. My fault.
If the Eagles do make a change of coordinator, Stefanski would be way up high on my list. I mean, I think, is he a good head coach? Ah. I mean, he's had two good seasons with the Browns, which is more than most coaches are able to do. But I always thought he never had a great quarterback to work with. Mm-hmm. I mean, this year he had Shadur. I mean, last year he had nothing with Deshaun Watson. He got to the playoffs with Joe Flacco. He got to the playoffs with Baker Mayfield.
That's pretty impressive.
I know. I mean, I think considering the situation he's been in, he's done a good job. He was a good coordinator way back in the day with Minnesota when they had Kirk Cousins. He would intrigue me if the Eagles do go get another coordinator. I think he's good. I mean, and I would bring him in here, like similar to what they did Kellen Moore, and just say, you run the offense. So just a name to keep in mind if they move off Petula. Let's go to Anthony in Jersey. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, what's going on, you guys? How you guys doing?
Anthony, what's up?
Hey, man, this offensive coordinator, man, he told you guys a few days ago, he just run plays to see if he, for no reason.
We just run the ball to run the ball.
He stepped in it when he said that.
Yeah, so it's like this whole year we've been blaming Jalen, not to say Jalen don't plays a blame in this also, but this offensive coordinator has no guidance. Like you run plays as a scheme. Like this play set up that play, we set up that play. If you having success in this play, you come to it again later on in the game, or you maybe switch it up different formation. This idiot does nothing. The hot hand, he does not continue to feed him. He does not create plays for nobody. This offensive coordinator has to go win, loss, draw, whatever.
Well, I mean, Anthony, if they win the Super Bowl, they're not going to fire him.
Hey, Joe, be for real. Is Petullo got a bag?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
To even go into to script up a play to win a Super Bowl?
Well, probably not. I mean, probably not. Based on this year, I would say no. I don't feel great about it. I'm just saying, you said win, lose, or draw. I mean, if they go win the Super Bowl, he's not going anywhere.
Okay, okay. You got me there. But I was being, I was being facetious with that one.
I know.
But, let's be for real. Yeah, you got to get rid of this coordinator.
Well, Anthony, I think they can upgrade. I mean, I'll be real with you. I think they can certainly upgrade off of Kevin Petullo. Anthony, good phone call. It's funny, though, Hugh, for as many people that want Petullo out, right? Like a lot of people do. I think if we eventually we're going to have the Kevin Petullo show, right? Like, should they keep him or not?
You said the Kevin Petullo show.
Yeah, we'll do it. You know, the funniest thing is, what do we say every year when the year starts, though, about Jalen? He always has a new coordinator. So, do you know how we stop that, right?
Keep the coordinator.
We keep the coordinator. I mean, just no one wants to keep this particular coordinator, but there is a way to keep continuity, not fire him and let him grow. I know no one wants to hear that because no one likes him, but there's only one way to have continuity. Create continuity.
Nobody likes him. I'm torn with this, Joe, because I hear you, and I understand where you're coming from, but the more I think about yesterday's game, let me just say this. I want somebody that is willing to see where the error in his ways. I feel like when you talk about Coach Fangio, and I'm just going to use him as an example, I feel like he's learned to be a good coordinator through trial and error. You know, and he's learned how to get the most out of the guys that he has on his roster.
Right.
And he puts them in position to be successful. Because when I think about the short time that he's been here and what he's been able to accomplish in a short period of time, I think that's pretty phenomenal. You're talking about two back-to-back stalwart defenses, top 10 defenses, in a short period of time of being here. And you got a plethora of players on the other side of the ball that making more money, that every year, no matter who is the coordinator, it feels disjointed for whatever reason. We don't know why. That, to me, feels a little arrogant. That feels like somebody is not reading the room correctly, or somebody's not willing to adapt or change to the environment. That's a problem, whether it's the head coach or the coordinator. But yesterday, to me, was a little telling because of the way that the game went. And it felt like you were trying to make a point that didn't need to be made.
Yeah, I agree. And look, it's okay to be frustrated from yesterday because it was silly the way they called the game. The reality is we're going to base our full opinion on Petullo off of next week and the week after that and the week after that, right? If they go light it up in the playoffs, we're all going to be fine with Kevin Petullo. They score 10 points and they get knocked out, everyone's going to want him fired. I mean, yesterday was kind of it was a moment in time, but the real test is coming. And this Sunday, they got to score. The defense has a big challenge with Shanahan on the other side. That's a heavyweight fight. We should score. Our offense should score on this 49ers defense. 215-592-9494. All right, did the Eagles blow it by resting the starters yesterday? Your phone call is coming up. I don't think they blew it because I was fine with the decision, and I'm okay with having health over the number two seed in the playoffs. And let's do some more Tanner talk. A big Hugh breakdown on how we thought Tanner played. And we'll hear from Jaws as well on that. It is the Midday Show right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Eagles are 2-for-4 on third downs. They have to get inside the 10 for a first down. Back goes McKee. He's firing. And it's intercepted. Coming out with it to the 10, 15, 20. Still on his feet is Reeves. Across the 30. And finally brought down.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Zill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. As the Eagles go down yesterday to the Washington Commanders, a game they could have won, chose not to play their starters. I supported it before the week started. I'm okay with it yesterday. I'm not mad at Sirianni for not putting his starters out there. I'm not mad that he didn't put them out there at halftime. The decision was made. I lived with it. Would it be better to be the two? Sure. But I don't think this appreciably changes the Eagles' path or chances to go get back to a Super Bowl. But Hugh, yesterday we did get to see a full game of Tanner McKee, our first one since the preseason.
Tanner time.
What did you think? I think we could collectively say it wasn't great, right? I mean, it just wasn't great. Now, the matter of, did you think it was okay? Did you think it was poor? What did you think as you watched Tanner?
Well, it was a lot. Like, his stat line was 21 for 40.
Yeah.
241 yards, one TD, one interception.
Yeah, not
he had a QBR
good.
Of 22.4.
Not good.
I honestly, when I looked at it, the first thing that jumped out to me was the pass rush and how they got pressure on him immediately. As a former defender, when you get to a quarterback that early, it's kind of hard for him to concentrate and be what you want him to be. And I think back to a lot of times where when he did play well, he was getting the ball out on time and he could see his receivers and he was hitting them in stride. Man, I'm watching the game and I'm not going to lie, I was laughing because he was under duress the whole game.
Sure was.
And he was trying to maintain his poise and his composure. But, man, I'm telling you, as a former defender, that's hard to do when you got guys breathing down your neck and coming straight down the pipe. Because it was one time where he dropped back and he had pressure right up the middle and Devontae was on a crossing route, right? And he had to hurry up and throw. He couldn't even let Devontae get into his break really well because he had to deliver the football. And when he delivered it, Joe, damn near broke his hand because the defender was right there. That is, like, I understand what everybody else saw. And you're okay for thinking that way. I heard what Jaws said, and a tremendous amount of respect for Jaws. Jaws played the position. But as a defender, when I see that, I'm like, damn, he ain't right. Because he's afraid. And it's okay to be afraid at quarterback. Because if you sit your butt back there and get hit from the blind side and then have to wonder whether or not these guys are going to hold up all day, that's a long day. Especially when you're getting – it's not like you're getting pressure from one area. You were getting pressure up the middle, off the left side, the right side. So you're under siege all day. So I think under those circumstances, when I look at that stat line, it wasn't bad. Wasn't great. Wasn't great. But to be put in a situation where you're asked to throw the ball 40 times and you're throwing the ball 40 times with that offensive line and you have a 241-yard, one TD, one interception day – that ain't bad.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it was bad. It wasn't good. I thought he missed some throws he's got to make.
No, he did that, all of that.
Yeah, if he's going to make it as a competent quarterback, when guys are open by the sidelines, he's got to hit them.
But
right?
I just think it's kind of crazy to say, hey, got these big-ass dudes about to, you know, give you a backyotomy. Go on here, you got to make that play. About to blow that thing completely out.
That's the fourth time you said it today. I do think the evaluation is incomplete, though. He played with all the backups against starters. And we can laugh at the Commanders. I mean, we can laugh. Deron Payne's a real player, right? Like Frankie Louvu is a real player.
They had a lot of injuries too, though. On their team, but
they had
the
real
part, yeah.
NFL defensive players against no real. I mean, who's the most real player? Bigsby that he played with. I mean, none on the offensive line. I guess Dotson is the most real, you know, kind of competent NFL player. So you add it together, I'm not shocked it went this way for him.
But like past the fact that they rested the starters, I think the reason they lost that game in the game was because of Tanner McKee.
I mean, the interception was a killer.
I don't think he played well. I mean, the interception was bad. He forced that.
Yep.
And I thought he missed open guys and, like, easy throws.
Was it Granson on the last drive? On the fourth down
and
the sideline? He was wide open.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a bad throw.
I mean, he was just missing. He was missing. He was inaccurate. Like, I just think Tanner played badly.
I do wonder, and, I mean, I understand why they took him out. He looked way better with Devontae in there, right? Like, I mean, he just was throwing the ball to him easy, easy, easy. Boom, three catches in a row. If he has a Devontae in the whole game, does it look different? Probably does. He's not targeting Granson and all those guys. Let's hear from Jaws after the game, his evaluation of Tanner's start yesterday.
We just didn't play good football. We realized a lot about our backups. I thought Tanner McKee he started out well, but he made a ton of mistakes. A terrible throw down in the middle field for an interception. Threw the fourth down play out of bounds. Scrambled from the pocket far too often rather than staying in the pocket and moving in the pocket. But that's not his strength. So I think, you know, all the talk about maybe Tanner McKee, you know, second-round pick if you'd want to trade him, all those things, I don't think that's going to happen. We saw why he's not on the field and why Jalen Hurts is the quarterback at number one.
Yeah, so I one part I'll disagree with Jaws on. I don't think yesterday changed much about Tanner McKee.
All depends on how you looked at it.
Yeah, it's one game, though. Like, it's one game with all the backups. If teams thought in the preseason he could be a starter and that they would give up, you know, whatever kind of pick for him, is one game with backups going to change the opinion of the whole league? I don't buy that.
I don't either. I don't. Like I said, I the way I saw it, he didn't play well, but he wasn't as bad as people made it out to be, in my opinion.
Yeah. I was hoping for more, but I didn't think he was horrendous. Just not good. He just wasn't good yesterday. Let's go to J Dog in Douglasville. Hey, J Dog.
Hey guys, how you guys doing?
Hey, J Dog, what's up?
Not too much. Yeah, just wanted to couple points, yeah. And let's get it straight, Joe. I mean, I'm not here to pick on you, but you were the one that was basically talking about having McKee replace Jalen Hurts. So I'm just saying.
Well, but J-Dog, to be specific, I was talking about what he would look like with A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith and Jordan Mailata and the whole offensive line. Like, yesterday was not apples to apples.
I agree. Yeah. I mean, but you saw the difference, so, I mean, I'm just saying.
Well, but J-Dog, shouldn't there be a big difference? One is a $50 million player, and one is a sixth-round pick that has started once in the NFL. There should be a huge difference.
I agree, but I think that, you know, we saw that Jalen, you know, how good he is. I'm saying I like Tanner. He's going to be a great quarterback. I mean, his stock hasn't gone down, but I think everyone thought he was going to play a lot better. And you know, there, you could just see what he would have been doing as a, you know, opposed to Jalen. I'm just saying.
Well, I don't know that.
I don't think that. I don't think it's fair to make that assessment under the circumstances. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, like, J-Dog, Jalen's better. I mean, Jalen should be better. I'm just saying yesterday didn't do anything for me. Like, I don't, the bottom line is if Jalen plays well, he's the quarterback. I'm just saying when Jalen was playing poorly, I did wonder about Tanner behind the real offensive line with the starters. I mean, nothing yesterday changed that for me. I mean, that's just my way, I think. Yeah.
I agree, yeah. And so, yeah, just other points here. I'll be honest, I don't know about you guys. I'm very concerned about this game. I don't know. You know, I'm going to circle it again. I said it from the beginning. I think, I hope I'm wrong. I really hope I'm wrong. But I really think you made a major, mistake when you kept Kevin Pitola. This guy is the weak link. And I don't know how we're going to move the ball. And I'm very concerned. Unless you run the ball. And obviously you could see that Saquon is definitely a little, he's just a little tired, I think, from last year. And if you don't run Tank Bigsby and you don't control the tempo, this team here, this is the big boys here. This is the big boy team. And you're matching up, Seva with Kevin Pitullo. And he is completely well out of his league. And this team matches up against us. They're going to move McCaffrey everywhere in the world against us. And I'm telling you right now, I don't have a good feeling. I think we're overconfident. I think that Kevin Pitola has met his match. I hope I'm wrong, that we're going to get exposed here on Sunday. I just think that it's the end. Kevin Pitola should have been replaced in the beginning. I don't know how you guys think we're going to go to a Super Bowl and win all these games, and on the road with Pitola. I mean, there's just no way. I mean, realistically, I want to be as a fan, but there's just no, I don't see
well,
it.
Well, there is a, I mean, there is a way. I mean,
there's a way, yeah. And the way would be Jalen Hurts is going to have to run to death and run forever, and that's not good because we don't want this guy getting hurt. But if Jalen Hurts doesn't run, then and we don't run the ball, I have no confidence in Kevin Pitola. I mean, we can't get first downs. The only reason why we've been really winning games is we've been relying on our defense.
Yes.
Pure and simple.
Yeah, J-Dog, you're right about that, and that's going to have to continue. As far as this game, and J-Dog, we appreciate the phone call. Yeah, Salah's good, but personnel-wise, they're all banged up. They don't have the players they used to have. Again, if Nick Bosa was still healthy, right? They also lost their first-round pick. I think Mikel Williams was his name, defensive end from Georgia. If they had Bosa and Mikel Williams and Fred Warner, then I'd be worried. They don't have play. The Eagles should score points. I know everyone thinks Pitullo is a fool. They should score points on Sunday. I mean, it's just the bottom line. They have better players on the offensive side than the 49ers have on the defensive side. Our Twitter poll today, of course, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Did Sirianni make a mistake not playing the starters yesterday? Interesting results on this. 58% say
no.
No. 42% yes. What do you make of those? You think the same people that just wanted him to do it like I did, so they're okay with it? It's interesting because you would think more people would say, yeah, it didn't work. Obviously a mistake.
Well, I think they were resigned to let him rest. I think they're looking at the bigger picture. Mm. And they're looking at, you know, the possibility of going back to back, going to California. So I think that's what they're looking at.
Well, they would have had a better chance if they got the 2 seed.
Yeah.
I mean they would.
You know, but here's the thing.
Well, I mean, I think
and this is the thing,
two home games is better than one.
Depends on who you play.
And I think that people, honestly, when they thought about it, they were okay with it until it actually happened.
I agree with that.
And when it started to happen, people were upset because Detroit jumped out quick.
Yeah, they were up 16-0.
Yeah, and Chicago fought back. But I think the narrative changed as we were in the stadium and people watching the game. Because like I said, I had a chance to watch Rhea. Great time watching the game with Rhea. And Rhea was locked into the game we were watching. But then she would walk back and she would look at the screen mm-hmm. to see what was going on. And I was like, so wait a minute. Because I was rooting for Chicago.
Why?
Because I had money on the game.
What are you doing? We're trying to get the two seats. Well,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Because at that point, I wasn't thinking about it like that, to be totally honest.
That's all we were thinking.
No, I wasn't thinking.
What are we going to do with this guy?
Wait a minute. Can I finish?
No.
May I please be allowed to finish?
When I was thinking, rooting for Chicago, and you just like move on from that?
Full disclosure.
Because if you parlay.
Okay.
Don't care about the fans.
Me and Harper had a parlay, my son, me and him, and he picked Chicago.
Okay, I can forgive him.
Well, then we have beef with Harper.
Yeah.
What are you doing over here?
But I went into the game thinking that, okay, this Commodores team is not that good. We're not playing our starters, but we got a shot.
Yeah. Yeah.
We got a shot. So I thought we would win, but I wasn't sure because the reason why I bet for Chicago, because I'm like, we're not in control of that anyway. But then when it started to switch and Detroit came out and was playing well, I was like, dang.
This guy watching his pocket over here for his parlay.
Hey, and you know what? Didn't hit on none of them. I just made some donations this week.
Yeah, well, that happens a lot with the sports books. I mean,
I made a lot.
That's your life as a gambler.
Yeah, I made a lot of donations.
Ever since that charity case over eight leg parlay two seasons ago.
Listen, when I tell you, I did not hit on nothing. Only thing, you know, the only
you've been subsidizing the sports books.
The only bet, y'all want to hear the bet that I'm waiting for that I hope that's gonna cash in.
What do you got?
You do you really want to hear this?
Yes, sure. We do.
Jalen Hurts, regular season MVP.
Yeah,
that one died.
I mean, that's it's over.
Yeah,
I mean,
they should
that
move
one,
that.
That one died a long.
You know the settled tab. They just moved that one over soon.
Hey, listen, that one died on the vine. That would have been $46. That I donated a lot yesterday. Yep. Tanner McKee, he did like I had a parlay. Eagles didn't cover the spread, obviously.
They lost.
They didn't cover spread.
Obviously.
It's a great insight.
Darius Cooper did score a touchdown. But I had Tanner McKee over 150 yards.
You hit that?
Then the Tanks Bigsby one. I hit that one.
Okay.
I don't give a
Didn't hit the Miami one. Didn't hit that one.
What are you betting on Miami for?
I was betting the long. Man, dude. You know how much bread I would have got if I had hit that one?
Well, when you bet on all the teams that don't
win. You wonder why
win.
They're offering you that much money if it hits.
And
it's not going to happen.
Then I get the Bears did me. The Bears in Miami did me, so I lost on that one.
You know, I would suggest maybe not betting on 14-point underdogs like the Dolphins
Maybe to just take the playoffs off.
And Atlanta Falcons didn't cover the spread.
Well, their coach got fired. All right, let's go to Frank at Galloway. What's up, Frank?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Frank.
What's up, Barry?
Hey, listen. I look at things more, try to look at things more objectively. Mm-hmm. Do you realize they're the last, they got the least amount of points per game in the whole NFC going into playoffs?
Talking about the defense?
No, the offense.
Got the least. Oh, you mean talking about as far as, because everybody else got like throwing.
Yeah,
like 30.
They're last. They're six.
21. They're 20. I keep telling Joe, 21 points, man. That's all we need, 21.
Well, so what if San Fran scores 23?
Well, then we're going to lose.
Then we got to score on defense.
Also, we are ahead of Carolina. You excluded them. There is a seventh playoff team. We're ahead of the Panthers.
That's right.
Got
my bad. So, I don't know. I think that they should have went for the two seed. I mean, the home field advantage is huge. I mean, the chance of getting somebody key hurt on the last day, and then you lose. You know, I think there was a lot of talk before one time somewhere about – how much does 1 week off really do as far as momentum? And it's not all that, you know, a big advantage. I mean, I think they should have went for the two seed. I'm sorry. But you go in with a win. You go in on a roll, more of a roll anyway. And you get that second home game is big. I mean, you're going into the I don't know. I just think it's huge.
I think a lot of people agree with you, Frank. I mean, Frank, we appreciate the phone call. Two things. One, I think we're saying this because we're upset today, right? And then Frank may have had that opinion before the game, but people are upset today because they lost the game and we blew the chance of the two seed. But I said this earlier, I'll say it again. Would you rather be the two seed but have a starter or two out? I wouldn't. I mean, like yesterday, they lost players to injury. Now, I know those players are not as important as the other guys, right? So we're not like losing sleep today over Calcaterra. We hope he's okay, but like he got hurt. Toth had to go to the injury tent. He got hurt. I mean, they had a few guys that got hurt in that game. What if those players are Dallas Goedert, who's been injury prone, Cam Jurgens. Like, then how would we feel today?
You take that chance every time you go out down the field.
Yeah.
I mean, I hear you.
But I think Sirianni would be getting skewered for that. I do.
I mean, there's a good chance you're right. But again, you take a chance every time you walk out there on the field. And you know, there's a time, like as a player, normally you feel like if you make it past that first month of the season, you'll probably make it through the whole season.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there's that. I know you're trying to get guys back and everything, but if you're going to play, you cannot go out there thinking, oh, my gosh, I'm going to get hurt.
Yeah.
Can't do that.
Yeah. Also, are we scared of going to Chicago in 2 weeks? I'm not really scared of that
After
game.
The physical beating they put on us here. Yeah, a little bit.
Wow. I didn't even think we were going to get there for a week. Hugh was already admitting he's scared
of
the Bears.
I mean, I would be afraid, you know. Not me personally, because if I was playing.
You already said it. You'd be afraid.
I'm just saying, me personally, you know.
What happened to the Hugh Douglas that took out Jim Miller?
I'm afraid of going to Chicago? I have a tremendous track record as an old head in Chicago.
You do.
You had a good head in Chicago. I had a nice little run. But when I talk about this team, there's some, schematically, there are some things that I would be concerned about.
I'm going to make a prediction right now.
What you got?
If the Eagles play the Bears next round, the Eagles are going to be the favorite. They're going to be a road favorite in Chicago.
Hmm. Green Bay's a road favorite in Chicago.
I know, and the Eagles are better than the Packers. I'm not scared of the Bears.
Do you want to hear a shot Ben Johnson took at the Eagles yesterday?
Oh, did he? Let's hear this.
One day I appreciate, like I said, their effort. You know, some teams, they rest their starters. We don't. We play football.
Tough guy. Let's hold that for next week. I mean, it's gonna be a big one.
Also, you lost, by the way, too.
He left that part out. Some teams try and
lose. Yeah. You still lost.
He did get the two seed though. He has the upper hand.
By accident.
It was. Well, I mean, the two seed was really decided, I guess, on Black Friday.
Yeah.
That game decided because they finished tied. Yeah, I just I would have rather had the second home game. We all would have. There is a path, though. I mean, if the Packers beat the Bears, we're home next week anyway. So it might not even be that big of a deal. Let's go to John, who's up next on WIP. Hey, John.
All right. Hi, Don. All right, I got a, just a couple of things. I'm going to run and take it real quick.
Okay.
Now, they all in listening to this controversy for the last 6-7 weeks mm-hmm. about the passing. Now, I want to give that Mr. Douglas a loud cheer for what he just explained about how the game went yesterday with the quarterback. I mean, that's a sports announcer giving you the truth. No messing around.
A modern-day John Madden, they call him. Yeah.
Now listen. We know that Jalen is an excellent athlete. The man is an athlete. There's no question about it.
Yes.
Now, with that kind of quarterback, you got to run a certain type of system. And we also heard from you guys put experts on from time to time that he has a problem throwing over the middle.
Yes, I think that's fair to say.
I mean, that's true, right?
Yeah, that's fair.
We also heard that he doesn't like to run that much, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we got a quarterback that's an excellent athlete that does all the things that a quarterback like him can do it. Now, we know that this Trevor guy is not the athlete that Jalen's ever going to be, okay? But remember when Wentz got hurt?
Yes.
He was running and stuff. Who took his place?
Nick Foles.
Was he an athlete?
Not really.
Was he similar to Trevor, the type of quarterback I'm talking about? Again, now I'm not comparing him to Tom Brady, but was Tom Brady an athlete?
Not really.
No. Mm-mm. I mean, that's the kind of quarterback you got to be able to pick your first, second, and third. Even in high school when I played quarterback, mm-hmm. Now we're going back 60 years. I'm older than dirt, okay? Listen, we always had a safety valve if you're primary receiver. Now, we never had three receivers back then to look for. But, I mean, you know, there's just a little bit of a problem here. Now, when when we played the Cowboys, you know the Cowboys lost to the Giants yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
All right, now they were supposed to be 32nd or something in pass defense.
Sure.
And then the team, Chicago, was supposed to be down in the drain in mm-hmm. pass defense. Mm-hmm. What did we haven't done nothing.
We didn't throw well against them.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, when you put guys in the game, you know, I mean, I played. I played that, and I played semi-pro football. I played this and that and the other back then. But, you know, you're resting. We mean it's resting. The number two spot, you're talking about home games. There's not even a question about that.
Well, it was a little bit.
What's this resting? This is an athletic event. What's this resting stuff all about?
Healthy, how they want
now,
to keep
you know
them healthy.
Who got hurt yesterday?
Trevor, by the way.
Two people that never played that much. Not the guys who are being arrested, okay? They're the guys that don't play and get in a game. That's the guys that get hurt,
yeah.
Okay? Not the guys
that
are playing.
That could have
week.
Been Dallas Goedert. I mean, it could have been.
It could have been Dallas Goedert, but it wasn't because
he wasn't playing.
Plays all the time. You know how to fall. You're getting the bangs. You're in the thing. Listen, it was 15-16 nothing. That second place makes a big deal. You're playing every game to win. You're trying to get in the best spot to get to the Super Bowl. And that was thrown away. Somebody's making a lot of excuses.
Well, I don't think it's excuses. I think it's just philosophy. I mean, John, we appreciate the phone call. It's just my philosophy is different than yours, and
excuses.
Nick Sirianni's with me. I mean, that's all.
I'm hearing that word a lot.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, for all the people that listen, nobody got to make no excuses for the way somebody played. I call it the way that I see it. And I didn't see it the way.
Yeah, you didn't think Tanner played as poorly as some people did.
I don't think he played as poorly. And if you don't understand that, that's fine. We can agree.
I don't understand that.
But it's like that was the first thing that jumped out to me was like, damn, they're getting after him. They got after him quick.
I just want to make sure we're all on the same page with what the frustration is, right? So obviously the last call is very upset. We're this scared of going to Chicago next week? The Bears, who might be one of the weakest two seeds I've seen in a long time. I mean, they're good. And I know they beat us. And I got Douglas over here saying he's scared of the Bears next week. The Bears.
Let me tell you, with the game that I remember. I'm sorry if y'all don't remember.
I remember it.
They came out and they just went all up and down the field. It was kind of
a couple things. We were on a short week. We're not going to be on a short week this Well, probably not going to be a
now
short
that
week.
That sounds like an excuse.
No, I'm giving you facts. It was a short week for the Eagles, mm-hmm. and
a little bit of it, a little bit of it.
Okay, I believe
we're talking about excuses.
I believe Jalen Carter was playing that week right before he stopped playing for a month
because he had the shoulders.
The shoulders to the point where they said he couldn't even do a push-up, and he was trying to stop the run. So he's going to be in much better shape, you would imagine, this time when they play. If yesterday was about can we go to if you guys don't think they could go to Chicago and win, then
I didn't
just
say that.
Well, I think a lot of people out there. Well, but that's what everyone's talking about, right? What did yesterday?
Can we get past this game first?
I think so. I'm not sure.
I already guaranteed a win.
Are we sure?
I guaranteed a win
on the Monday. Am I sure? No, I'm not sure. Kyle's guaranteeing a win.
Kyle got a whole lot.
Are you sure they're going to win this game?
Yeah, I don't got to play. I'm good.
Are you sure?
Am I sure?
Yeah, no, you're not. The hesitation told me all I need.
No, because I'm trying to think. I'm pretty sure. Because I already picked him. I picked Gobert. I said Gobert. Go Philly.
So what?
Just because you recorded something and said Gobert doesn't mean anything.
How dare you? I didn't record that. That was live.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. Pull the curtain back around here.
How dare you?
Just got exposed, yep. Douglas.
I think they'll win. Do I think it's going to be close? Yes. I think that we're going to leave the link with we're going to be sweating a little bit.
Yeah,
it's
going to
be a little warm.
Of course we're going to be sweating.
It's going to be a little warm out there, too. It's going to be a little sweat. A little sweat off that brow. It's going to be a little sweat.
It's going
to
be
sweat. But we're going to win. We're going to advance. And then we'll probably go to Chicago.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be nervous again.
I can't believe you're scared of the Bears.
I am not scared of the Bears.
You are.
But here's the reality of where we are. Okay. How many points do you think we're going to score this weekend? Don't give me that bird pie in the sky stuff.
24.
I got 24.
Okay, 24 points. Against a team that's averaging, what, they were averaging like 30-some points a game?
They were averaging 25, I think.
They were on a heater for about six weeks before this past game.
But with Purdy, it might be different.
Yeah, yeah. So
I don't care.
I'll take that. I'll take 24-17 all
25.7 points per game for the season for the Niners.
I'll take 25-17 all day. I'll take that.
Yeah, we all, again, that's
but,
good.
But this is, from what we've seen from this offense, it's not going to be smooth. There's going to be times where this offense sputters and shakes like an old raggedy car. But as long as we get to the finish line, that's all that matters.
Yeah.
Like, do you see, okay, I'm going to ask you a simple question. Mm-hmm. What quarters do you see us scoring in? First?
Not the third and fourth. We don't seem to do that much. I'm going to say more of the first half.
So this is where the sweat go come in at.
Yeah, they're going to be up.
What, 17, 20 points?
It's going to be 21-10, and they're going to stop scoring for an hour and a half.
Creep.
And we're going to feel like garbage. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll go around the NFL, your phone calls, and we'll take our first look at the full wild card weekend schedule. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.